The impacts of fishing prey is just one example of evidence of trophic cascades that have occurred due to overfishing. As large fish have been selectively removed from the oceans, the species they compete with are released from competition and grow to replace them in population size. So those populations may temporarily rise, and this is a phenomenon known as compensation, until fishermen turn their sights to these more abundant species. As these fish start to be overfished, even smaller ones lower on the food chain are released from predation and competition until fishermen turn to them. This process is known as fishing down the food web, whereby fishing effort sequentially turns to smaller and smaller species at lower and lower trophic levels as the ones above become depleted. We talked about similar trophic cascades resulting from loss of predators in the face of forest fragmentation, if you'll remember. As the graph in the lower left shows, the mean trophic level of fish caught in the ocean has declined, and in fact, the trend is even steeper in freshwater fisheries. In response to the loss of predatory fish from the ocean, aquaculture has stepped in to produce high trophic level species, like salmon farming in Norway. Sounds like a good idea, but we'll learn that growing predatory fish in captivity is not as ecologically a good idea as it might seem. In ocean ecosystems, loss of higher trophic levels has resulted in increased algae blooms and declining water quality, signs of an ecosystem out of balance. Study the graphic at right, showing the relative size of populations at different trophic levels before and after the collapse of cod. In this example, what impact did fishing have on phytoplankton blooms in the ocean? Well, if you look here, you can see that because the cod were taken out, small fishes, crab, and shrimp that they fed upon increased in number. Those smaller fish fed on zooplankton and reduced zooplankton numbers, and zooplankton feed on phytoplankton. So the phytoplankton were released from competition, and the water thus had greater risk of algae blooms. We've also seen an increase in plankton feeders at the very bottom of the food chain, namely jellyfish and krill. And guess what? These are the next species we'll be targeting. Explore those two links on this slide to find out more.